Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
I'm John Batchelor. Andrew McCarthy from National View Online and Thaddeus McCotter from American Greatness are here. Judge Boasberg challenging the White House to produce information about the so-called Venezuelan nationals, members of so-called Trendy Aragua, who within these last days have been transported from the United States to El Salvador to be jailed there and or unclear future. However, Judge Boasberg initially ordered that plane to turn around. Now he has ordered information to be delivered. The White House, as of 24 hours ago, said that was privileged information, state secrets, and is not responding. Andy, this is a straight-up Article 3 versus Article 2, and the history of this is presidents try it, and they don't work. Thomas Jefferson tried it. John Marshall said no. Andrew Jackson tried it. The court said no. Abraham Lincoln tried it. Taney said no. And we certainly know FDR tried it in 37. And the court said, well, the people said no. So this looks like a fool's errand. Does the White House think they can win this when all those presidents lost it?
Well, I guess, John, they probably think they have won part of it to the extent that they have now deported 261 people that they wanted out of the country under circumstances where, if those people got court proceedings, perhaps a goodly number of them certainly would not have been deported yet, and it might have taken a very extensive period of time. So, you know, depending on how dangerous those people are, which we don't really have a record on, we have a lot going back to 2020 when the first Trump administration indicted Nicolas Maduro and a number of top officials in the Venezuelan government. We do know that there are operational ties between that regime and Trendy Aragua. So to the extent that you got some people out of there, I guess the administration would mark that as a success. But it may be a very temporary, tenuous success, because I think what's happened here is the controversy has shifted from the initial question, which was whether it was proper for Trump to invoke the Alien Enemies Act, you know, whether we had an invasion or a predatory incursion. That's really not the issue so much anymore. The issue now is due process, because the Trump administration has had to concede that these detainees are entitled to challenge whether they are actually alien enemies under the proclamation that Trump put out. That is to say, assuming for argument's sake that Trump can do this, they still get to challenge in court whether they fit the status of alien enemy. So that's where we are now.
A story continuing around us. Thaddeus, you have a comment or a question?
So, Andy, just to be clear, these were individuals who entered the country illegally, and they now can stay in the country and challenge their status, correct?
I think, Thaddeus, that a number of them would claim that they didn't enter the country illegally. We don't know, like, going through it one by one, we don't know what the status of each individual one is. But I think there's a good chance that at least some of these people came in under Biden's parole program, which I regard as illegal and outside the immigration laws, but they regard it as legal. This was this CBP One app program where you could basically, if you were an illegal alien, you could schedule your entry into the United States, and they would let you come in with a kind of a Biden parole that would allow you to work, et cetera. I think that's an illegal program, but those people would probably say that they were in the country legally.
The question of Judge Boasberg demanding information and the White House saying no information, does that stop here at the district court? Does that go to the appellate court? What happens to it given this contest is now a stalemate?
Yeah, you're right to point that out, because it's separate from the substantive legal question about whether Trump properly invoked the Alien Enemies Act and what due process the Venezuelans are due. The separate issue that's going on is the judge strongly suspects that the Justice Department misled him during the hearing that they had on the day that these people were shipped out. And the judge is still pursuing that. So he gave them a deadline of Tuesday of this week. That's when they invoked the State Secrets Act or the state secrets privilege and said that they wouldn't give him any information. My own view of this, for what it's worth, is that there's nothing very secret about this at all. They don't want to get into, you know, what their internal deliberations were, and in particular, what the prosecutor and the government knew at the time that they went back to Judge Boasberg and said they didn't have any information about the planes, when in fact the planes were already in the air. So, you know, they're using the state secrets privilege, but I think most of the diplomacy here is a matter of public record. And where the planes were, the flight data is a matter of public record. But the government doesn't want to say, yes, we knew that that you had ordered us not to deport these people, and we deported them anyway.
Thaddeus, you have a comment or a question?
Andy, it would be malpractice on the part of Maduro and others not to follow in the footsteps of Fidel Castro and send their prisoners and criminals and everybody else to the United States. Do we have evidence that is precisely what Maduro is doing?
Yeah, that's exactly what he was charged with in 2020, Thaddeus. It's a narco-terrorism indictment. I believe the government still has a reward for about $25 million for information leading to the apprehension or prosecution of Maduro and a number of his top lieutenants. But interestingly, what that indictment accuses him of is narco-terrorism. And what the government claims is that they were using cocaine trafficking almost as if it were a military weapon against the United States. And the theory under which they're proceeding is that Tren de Aragua has, number one, infiltrated itself into the Maduro regime, and that it functionally operates as an arm of the regime to the point that it really grew under the leadership of somebody who became the vice president of Venezuela during Maduro's tenure. So what they're saying is that I think it wouldn't be accurate to compare it to Hezbollah, but it's analogous. It's the same kind of thing where you have like Iran, which is a state power and a regime, and you have this outfit, like whether it's Hezbollah, the Codes Force or something like that, that is quasi-criminal, quasi-arm of the regime.
30 seconds, Andy. Boasberg wants information. What recourse does he have if the White House continues to refuse? 30 seconds.
He can start holding people in contempt.
In other words, detain them, order them into jail, something like that?
Well, one thing at a time. First would be contempt, and then he would decide whether that would become a criminal contempt. He could decide whether he could impose a penalty or refer it to the Justice Department, which would seem pointless. But first things first would be contempt.
Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.